Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. I want to thank you today. Again, my name is Steve Sexton, and thank you for joining us. We just hit over 600,000 listeners here, so I'm very thankful for everybody, and I appreciate you sharing us with your friends and family. With that, I just want to kick it off because this is a big topic today. Payday loans and car title loans continue to operate in states with weakened consumer protections. I mean, they took away $3 billion in fees last year from people who don't have a lot of income. And I think it's really important that people understand what they're getting into before they do. And they also need to understand what's going on with this industry, because I think people don't realize they could be paying as much as 100% in interest. And it's quite brutal if they don't understand what they're getting into. So we've got the proper person here. We have Lucia Constantine. She's a researcher at the Center for Responsible Lending. She focuses on mortgage lending, predatory debt practices. She priorly worked as a policy analyst for the North Carolina Housing Finance Agency, where she performed data analysis and research to understand gaps in affordable housing across the United States for use for federal and state stuff. So we're really grateful that you're here, Lucia. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Steve, for having me on the show.
If you want to, you can go to the Center for Responsible Lending. There's a wonderful report there. It's called The Debt Trap Drives the Fee Drain. Payday and car title lenders drain nearly $3 billion in fees every year. It's a great read. You really want to look into it, especially if you're considering one of these types of loans. But first, I want to have Lucia kind of break down what's going on. So with that, I'm going to give you the floor, Lucia. Let us know what's going on with this industry.
Sure. Our research has shown that payday and title lenders drained $3 billion in fees from families that are struggling to make ends meet. And the way that they do this is by offering an intentionally harmful product that is a short-term loan at a very high interest rate. In the case of car title loans, we've seen annual interest rates of up to 300%. And at that high interest rate, consumers get trapped into a cycle of debt that can cause grave financial harms, in terms of damage to their credit score, overdraft fees on their accounts, an inability to meet their other expenses. And in the case of car title loans in particular, they may stand to lose their car.
What you're saying is somebody that might have $10,000 in equity on a car, they go and borrow that from a car title lender, and they might be paying as much as $3,000 in interest on a contractual agreement.
The way that it works is, you can go into a storefront or online, and the lender will ask you for the title of your car. Typically, you need to own your car free and clear. And based on the value of your car, they will offer you anywhere between hundreds and thousands of dollars. That cash comes at a triple digit interest rate over the course of a year, so somewhere around 300%. And you typically have 30 days to pay it off. If you are someone who's already struggling to make ends meet, it can be difficult to pay the interest that accrues on that loan over the course of a month. And so the lender will offer you the opportunity to refinance that loan into a new loan where they continue to collect interest and fees. This typically happens for car title loans around 8 times. So at the end of that 8th time, borrower typically owes much, much more than the original amount of their loan. And if they are unable to pay at that point, then the lender has the ability to repossess their car, which has a lot of consequences for the borrower, because we typically rely on our cars to get to work, to take our kids to school, and to run basic errands like shopping for groceries.
What percentage of car title loans the car gets repossessed, you know?
The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau has found that 1 in 5 car title borrowers end up getting their cars repossessed. The Center for Responsible Lending has also seen data from the California regulator, which is a state where title lending is still legal. And in that state, 1 in 3 borrowers have their car repossessed.
So anywhere from 20 to 30% of car title lenders are people who actually do the loan are actually losing their car.
That's right, Steve. It has a really harmful and systemic effect, especially in the 17 states where title is legal. And the Center for Responsible Lending has found states that implement a strong rate cap, which means they have a law limiting the amount of interest that a lender can charge to 36%, have effectively eliminated this predatory practice and have offered their consumers enhanced protections.
What's really interesting is these car title loans, they're due in 30 days?
They're typically due in 30 days. Because of the process of refinancing or reborrowing, they can extend for longer than that. I'll give you an example of a borrower in Virginia. He originally borrowed $800. And he made partial payments for up to 5 years. And at the end of those 5 years, he had paid up to $16,000 on an $800 loan and faced repossession of his vehicle.
Wow, all over $800. When it comes to the payday loans, how is the loan issues with that? I don't quite understand how payday loans works, and I know most of my listeners don't. So if you can help us with that as well, that'd be great.
Payday loans are a similarly harmful product as title loans. They are also short-term loans with really high interest rates. Payday loans have some similar harms as title loans. They are also a short-term loan with a really high interest rate. The difference between payday and title loans is in order to get a payday loan, you have to present a personal check or access to your bank account. And the length of the payday loan typically mirrors the paycheck cycle. So it will be due at when your paycheck is due. And again, like title loans, payday loans are consistently rolled over and refinanced into a new loan, which allows the lender to continue taking fees and interest. And so even if you borrowed a small amount initially, by the time that the payment is due on a payday loan, borrowers typically owe much, much more. And our research shows that combined, title and payday lending are draining over $3 billion in fees from communities across the United States.
So somebody says, hey, I'm the kind, I need to make my rent payment, but I'm getting a paycheck. So they go into a payday loan place and they say, I need $800, or I need to have the amount of my paycheck fronted to me in a loan. And then it's paid off when they get paid on their payday, right?
Yeah, but that's right.
If they're because of the interest, if there's not enough in there to pay that, they just roll the loan over to the next one.
That's right. They continually roll it over to perpetuate this cycle of debt, and consumers continually owe more and more and more on this loan. And in the case of payday loans, because the lender has access to your bank account, they can start taking money directly from your account. So some of the harms associated with payday are increase in overdraft fees from your bank account. In extreme cases, there can be wage garnishment. And of course, you incur significant damage to your credit score, which prevents you from taking out future loans from a bank.
You know what, everybody? Stick with us. We're going to be right back with some more Saving with Steve and Lucia Constantine.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio.
station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show where we talk about the ins and outs of money. And you know what? I just want to truly thank everybody for sharing us with your friends and family. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, AMFM 247. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. If you'd like to see all the behind-the-scenes stuff, you can go to our Facebook channel at savingwithsteve.us, join the Insiders Club, get replays, exclusive guest gifts, the whole shot. And with that, I'm going to welcome back Lucia Constantine with the Center of Responsible Lending. Thanks for welcoming back to the show there, Lucia.
Great to be here.
What I'd really like to do is talk to you about what's going on. One of the things that was really interesting to me is when I was reading the article is there's only a few states that have capped the predatory lending percentages. I think they're like New Mexico, Illinois, and a few others that have passed the cap. And you know what? What's holding these states from passing the caps or changing the laws so people don't get hit with predatory lending?
Yeah, I think this is a very profitable industry that drains over $3 billion in fees from our communities each year. The Center for Responsible Lending has been working in this space for 20 plus years, and we've seen states that are able to implement a strong rate cap, so limiting the interest that lenders can charge to 36%, have effectively eliminated predatory practices like payday and title lending. And we've been able to do that work in large part because of really effective state partners in many of those states. And we continue to work to make sure that all states offer strong consumer protections for their residents.
It's really interesting for a state like California who will protect tenants' rights. Why not those predatory lending things? Just like there's a disconnect there. That's why I'm like kind of shocked by it. Like I would figure a state like California or New York or someplace like that is saying, hey, people are getting hurt. Why aren't they doing anything? I'm just surprised. So
me too.
Well, I understand it's profitable. It's tax dollars and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, California has a big homeless crisis like many other states. And if their people are having their car or their ability to earn taken away from them, that just contributes to that issue as well. I mean, that's very simplistic of me to say that, but that's the reality of it.
Yeah, that's right. In many communities that allow payday and title lending, it really amplifies some of the harms that people are already struggling with. So things you mentioned, like an inability to pay for rent and trying to manage their expenses in an environment where the cost of living is increasing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, especially with inflation, it gets tougher and tougher. Now, okay, so here's the big part. What do people look for? How do people understand the exact cost that it's going to, if they're going to, let's start with just the payday loans. You know, when you go into somebody that does a payday loan, how do you understand? Because sometimes I'm going to let people go in there and say, oh, wow, I didn't realize I was going to pay this, and they don't do it. And I'm going to bet there's a long contract. It's like this. And somebody goes, I need money. So I just sign it or do it electronically and they never see it. So help people understand this is what you need to do. This is what you understand if you're going to try and do a payday loan so you can understand exactly what it pays, how much you're going to pay and how it's going to affect you.
Yeah. The types of loans that we are especially concerned about are those that are short term and have really high annual interest rates, so up to 300% annually. So often what will happen when someone goes to take out one of these loans is exactly what you described. They might be presented with a contract that is really lengthy, has really small print. And that can be confusing for the average borrower to interpret. But Lenders, including payday and title lenders, are required by law to disclose the annual percentage rate, which is the cost of borrowing this money over the course of a year. And often what they will find is that that is closer to 300%, even if the quoted interest rate is lower than that. So I would encourage consumers who are taking out loans to really read those contracts closely, but know that any type of payday or title loan is harmful to consumers and their communities.
Oh, I don't disagree with that after reading the article. When somebody does the title loan, the car title loan, what you've said is they either go online or go in person and they present their title. As long as it's clear and there's no other loans there, and somebody will offer them a loan. And usually people might have $10,000, $20,000 in equity in their car. So they might be offered a fraction of that because somebody wants something that's worth more than that. So again, they're going to be getting a contract. They're going to get a new lien holder on their car. And you know what? I understand that, you know, if they are, it might show on there that you're being charged 30%. They might say, oh, I'm only going to get charged 30% on $800. That's no big deal. But they don't realize that's each and every month. So you get to the 300 or 25% a month. Is that how it's displayed?
Yeah, but I would reiterate that by law, the lender has to disclose that annual percentage rate. And so I would encourage consumers to really read that contract closely, because that will give them a better sense of what they will actually end up paying. And I would also add that these products are really designed to be harmful and to trap consumers in a cycle of debt where they continue to accrue interest and fees. And so even if you take out a small loan, it ends up being many, many more times than the amount you borrowed. And in the case of title in particular, you stand the risk of losing your car, which is really a headache for all of us who depend on our cars to get to work and to take our kids to school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in some cases, it's probably almost better off going to a pawn shop. If somebody wants to go read the article or start getting involved with the Center for Responsible Lending, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, I encourage you to take a look at our website where you can find the report that Steve is talking about and that I worked on. That report contains a lot of great information about the harm that payday and title are causing in states across the country. We also publish a rate map where you can see some of the annual rates that are charged in each state, as well as which states have passed strong rate caps. And then beyond that, I encourage consumers to be in touch with their state regulator and state legislators to ensure that their state is providing strong protections for consumers.
Now, let's see, what's the website there that people can go to check that out?
The website is responsiblelending.org.
Perfect. Everybody, that's responsiblelending.org. You just want to go to that website. This is a very interesting article. It's really interesting because in my state, which is California, the average person has had five car title loans. If they have one, they've had five because they have to at least extend it. And that's nuts at the amount of money that somebody's going to pay just over a simple little loan. So Lucia, I want to thank you for joining us today. And I appreciate you shedding light on this issue. And you know what? Maybe there's another subject next time. I'd love to have you back.
Thank you, Steve. It's been great to be on the show.
Appreciate it. Everybody, this is Lucia Constantine with for the Center for Responsible Lending. Hey, stick with us. We'll be right back with some more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much every cellular step under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. Now, I want to thank you for joining us, sharing us with your friends and family. One of the things that we're seeing here is, and you're all seeing it right now too, we saw in June, you got reported in July, that inflation was down to 3.3%. But what you didn't realize is pretty much everything was up except for fuel oil, gas through the, you know, your gas and your pipeline, energy. Those are all down anywhere from 18 to 26, 36%, which brought average inflation significantly down. Problem is, one of the reasons why that was occurring is our president, he did so nicely towards the beginning of the year, late last year, he dropped 250 million barrels of our strategic oil reserve on the marketplace. So they refined that, lowered the oil prices. Great, great, great. And then a couple months back, we're talking, you know, May, June, July, April, we had OPEC and Russia say, hey, we're going to cut oil production by 2.5 million barrels a day. And they've been doing that. And you're now seeing the issues that go along with that. You're seeing anywhere from 60, 70, 80, $1, $1.20 more a gallon that you're paying for gas today. So our inflation's going back up. And since it's going back up, you're going to see anything that's related to petroleum, energy, go up in cost. So that means wrappers that use petroleum, car tires, cars, all those type of things are going to start moving forward. And you might not see it in July, August, you might see it in September as things pick up. So we're going to see more compression. We're also seeing higher interest rates, which is going to create more compression in the economy. There's people have less money in the banks because they've been spending it from pre-pent-up COVID demand. So we've got a lot of things going on there. So it's really a good time to start looking at how do we go about eliminating or reducing expenses so we can keep up with inflation. Now, one of the smart ways to do that is look at your food bill. For example, if you love prepackaged salads, quite frankly, I do, but they're running at $4 and $5 a salad. So if you're doing seven salads a week, time, you know what, 30 week month, you're looking at $150 there. Okay, but if you're buying a head of romaine lettuce or iceberg lettuce or kale or you know whatever you'd like, whatever your salad thing is, and buying your dressing and buying some nuts, making your own croutons and stuff like that, you could reduce by $60-$70 and have a healthier salad. Oddly enough, prepackaged items cost significantly more because they're packaging it for you. They're adding additives to make everything work for them so they get the lowest cost so you pay more. But at the end of the day, you could lower your costs there. This is a great time to start looking at those cell bills. Hey, you might be with AT&T, so on and so forth. There are many carriers out there that you could reduce your costs, have just a great service and still have that Apple phone, but you could pay significantly less. We did that. We saved $80 a month. You can too. When you're going for your electric bills, hey, you know what? I know what's in during the summer, but if we have the thermostat a little bit higher or the air conditioning set in the high 70s or 80s, hey, you could save money each and every month. When it comes to your cable bill, hey, you know what? There's nothing wrong with just having an internet service and then paying for streaming services. You can actually get live TV. You know what? We cut down our cable costs by just getting the local internet service, live TV, so I get all my channels, and then we have two or three streaming sites. We're paying less $100 less a month. So you could do that as well. There's many other areas. You know what? There's nothing wrong with having fun by going to the beach as opposed to the amusement park. There's nothing wrong with having gourmet groups where everybody brings a piece of the meal, their own alcohol. You can have a great night out with your friends, but it doesn't cost so much. So there's a lot of ways, if you're looking to make that budget, that the money that you have to spend on a monthly basis go farther, you just got to look at the different ways. I mean, it could be as simple as the car you drive. If you got two cars in the household, one of my very good clients, husband drove a truck. He drives 30 miles each day to and from work. So we go 230 back 30. That's 60 miles a day. His wife just drives like 10 miles in town. She's driving the electric car. He's driving the big old truck. He goes through two tanks a month in gas. Okay. So two tanks. So if you think of that for that big old truck, you're looking at $150 a month just for him to use that truck. For his wife, she doesn't even go through a tank. They switched cars. Well, guess what? She still only goes through one tank a month, but he now goes through one tank a month, saving almost $75. Actually, it's a little bit more, a lot more than that. There's wonderful ways that you can also save on travel. If you want to travel, there's a great book called Plan Your Escape. The author is Wayne Dunlop. How to travel the world for less than what it costs to stay at home. You want to start looking at those type of things because they can save you money so you can keep living the life you want and have, but you don't have to spend as much. Hey, you know what, Dad? I want to thank you all for joining us here today. I hope you learned something from Lucia Constantine from the Center for Responsible Lending. Look forward to seeing you next time right here on Saving with Steve. See you there. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.